For quite some time, immigration has been a focus in political discussions, but certain advantages have gone unnoticed. According to the American Immigration Council, immigrants contribute to the country's economic growth and even helps increase the economic status of individual states. By filling jobs others deny and creating jobs that don't exist, immigrants in Ohio are boosting the state's economic growth and financial resilience with the help of Global Cleveland. What started almost 8 years ago has now grown into a hub for immigrants and allies. Global Cleveland is a nonprofit organization that connects international individuals with social and economic opportunities in Cleveland and Cuyahoga County.
We exist to welcome, attract, and retain international newcomers for economic prosperity in northeastern Ohio. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. We believe the data that immigrants add to the financial well-being of the community. We believe the data that immigrants create jobs, that they add to the cultural diversity and dynamics of a city or a region. And so we basically spend every single day trying to figure out how to make the people who are newcomers here feel more welcome, welcome new newcomers who aren't here yet, keep the ones that we have, and do whatever we can to plug them in.
Born to a Slovenian mother, and into a family where English was the second language, Joel Simperman has used his personal experience as a motivating force for the work he's accomplished as president of Global Cleveland for the past 2 years. Over the years, Ohio has made a conscious effort to connect immigrants and opportunities, but Simperman says Global Cleveland specifically links multiple organizations to make a greater impact. According to him, Cincinnati and Columbus created offices that were more economic and business development based. Akron doubled down and studied how they could be more welcoming to refugees, but Global Cleveland started as a standalone nonprofit that allowed Cleveland to work with everyone. By no accident, Cleveland is home to people from over 100 countries. Part of what makes Ohio a target location are the jobs and services it offers, which not only helps Ohio grow economically, but by population as well.
We have such industries that welcome immigrants, whether it was steel or coal or manufacturing or the port. I mean, and people found a life here. We currently have people from 112 different countries living in the city of Cleveland. So we do whatever we can to embrace them, but also to increase the numbers because, as you know, cities across the country are experiencing population loss. And that's not good for the people who were born here. That's not good for the people who are coming here. So we want to make sure we do whatever we can to increase our numbers and expand our welcome.
The truth is, immigrants must build their own foundation, which gives them the drive to take the risks necessary to become successful.
The reason why, you know, so much of our economics were built by newcomers, because they took risks and were willing to take less for them and do what they had to do to build that kind of capital. But you know, I would also make the argument that it makes us better as a people. Well, it's pretty clear that homogeneity as a concept and as a social construct is a failure. It's not to say there's nothing wrong about celebrating your cultural heritage, but in many ways you can celebrate it even more when you have people from other cultures and races and nations of origin. Our greatest moments are when we're the most welcoming.